Fellas, how we doing?
Nice to have a big guy like Kyle who can go up and grab those onside kicks.
Yeah, he's the perfect guy for that because he's big and strong and he can jump and he's got great hands. And he's the ideal hands team player, in my opinion.
When you're facing those situations, what's kind of the strategy, or what do you tell your guys? I mean, just before that play, what are you trying to get accomplished?
Well, we always, you know, like today, Thursday is the day we kind of install hands team. You know, it's a 5-minute part of our meeting where we look at what the team's done before, look at what we've done before, how they might attack us, what type of kick we might get, if there's any shifting or moving, and any reminders that we have. And what I do before that play is then go over those reminders one more time, because it's not something that we do all the time. We just do it in the walkthrough, sometimes in practice on Thursday. So we don't get a ton of time at it, but it's a very rare play. We only had two of those this year.
What are you looking for in the guys on the front line there that you want to set up to make sure you have the most success there?
Just make sure that if the ball comes right to them, they got to make a play, and if it doesn't, they have to block in front of the guy that's going to get the ball.
Even if you do get AJ back, it doesn't sound like Leslie wanted him on kickoffs.
Probably not. Mainly more for the concussion. You know, he's had some really good returns. He was in Arizona. He was very successful. No touchdowns, but he had some big plays for him last year, and I was excited about when we got him about that role for him. But because of the concussion, I think you got to be smart.
Double duty for Marcus?
Probably. Mm-hmm. More than likely, yeah.
How did you evaluate Zerline or Greg the Leg?
Legatron?
Legatron, yeah. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Compared to Blair, I mean, both of them have such great years.
Yeah, very similar. You know, Greg is taller, thinner, you know, but he's got a big-time leg like Blair does. I evaluate him very closely. To me, they're the same coming out. Obviously, Blair had kicked in against better competition, so to speak, in bigger venues. But I don't think that bothers Greg at all. Obviously, he's done a great job, and you know, I'm happy for him because he's a good kid. You know, we had him on our top 30 visit, and I went and worked him out. And, you know, he's a good kid, and he's having a great year.
Did they go the way you thought they would in the draft?
You know, I wasn't really sure, to be quite honest. Yeah, it was all three of those guys, Randy Bullock being the other one from A&M, who's going to be a good kicker for Houston. He, you know, all three of those guys were, to me, you know, put them in a bag, shake them up, because they're all three really good kids and really good kickers.
Seems like that position, I mean, there is so much mental preparation involved with it and mental strength that you need. Pretty impressive for young guys to be able to step right in and hit the ground running like that.
Very much so. I mean, both of them have kicked big-time kicks, long ones, shorter ones, game winners, and they kick off, so, you know, very, very well, both of them.
They've seemed to give him a little bit more leeway, maybe because of the circumstances, to go a little bit longer. You guys were kind of loitering around midfield toward the end of the half, I think, last week, or at some point last week. Were you in a position to go?
Was that last week? I don't remember now. You know, we're always thinking about it. You know, we're always thinking about a long field goal at the end of the half because it's an opportunity for Blair to, you know, show us what he can do. And I think he, you know, even in pregame Sunday, he was hitting the ball really well. Even this time of year, and we've kind of taken care of him in terms of how many kicks he gets during the week. But, you know, I think any time you're in that 40-yard area at the end of the half, I think it's an opportunity for a young kid like Blair to get an opportunity to kick it.
You think Leslie would pull the trigger on that?
At the end of the half, I think you would, depending on the game situation. You know, if we need a score, you need a score any time, I guess, at the end of the half. But, you know, if we're up by 17 and you want to be smart, maybe you don't kick it. But I don't foresee anything at the end of the first half would limit us to not too many situations would limit us to not kicking it there.
Talked about Harrison Smith and Josh Robinson both fighting through the rookie wall and doing is that a phenomenon for kickers as well? I mean, to have to deal with that kind of thing as the season progresses, or is it not as big of a,
you know, issue? Probably not as big physically, but I guess for your leg, I mean, for a guy that, but, you know, I've been around old kickers and young kickers, and I've been around young punters and old punters, and I've learned from each and every one of them that you just kind of take care of them. They know their bodies, and we talk about it all the time. I talk about it too much. I probably drive Blair and Chris and Cullen crazy by talking about it, but I want to get their thoughts and what they're thinking about their bodies because they know them obviously better than I do. So it's one of those things we got to help them through the last part of the year here because he's been kicking, if you look at it, nonstop since his senior year in college, the beginning of his senior year in college, because he got ready for the combine and the senior bowl or whatever, the bowl game, the shrine game he was in, and then the combine, and then coming right in after we drafted him, and he's right. So he's been kicking for, 16 straight months. So we got to make sure we take care of him at the end of the year here.
Are you going to hide the Post-it notes from Louie?
I don't even want to talk about that. Those distractions are getting old for me, to be quite honest with you. Do I think Ray Guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? Absolutely. But there's other ways of going about doing it, in my opinion. No, you don't listen.
Okay. You surprised how long that the ball sat there with AJ?
Yeah, I think everybody was laughing at Christian Ballard running except me. I mean, I think the whole stadium was having a good time watching the big man run. But you know, that's just, you know, the last thing you want, obviously, in a situation like that. I think it was 14-7 at the time, and you know, that's, we can't have that. We didn't block it up very well. It's, you know, AJ needs to squeeze his ball. Security was pretty good. It was high and tight. He just didn't squeeze it. And Zach Bowman did a great job getting that ball out.
Talk a little bit to Chris. Or is that something? I mean, you say you haven't talked to him, but is that, if it keeps going, I mean, it always seems to be a cause. I mean, is that something you would say, talk to him?
Like I said, it's, to me, it's getting old. He's got to focus on punting and holding. Okay. Thanks, guys.